Blog Talk Radio.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
I like that. Okay.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Play, damn it. Why aren't you working?
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
All right.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, folks, and welcome to this fine Saturday. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as provide other information, encouragement, empowerment, tips, tricks, whatnot, to to going about living this lifestyle if that is what you so choose. We are big on choice. We're not ones that want to, you know, force anybody out of their shoes any more than we want people to try and make us wear them when it makes us completely uncomfortable and miserable, honestly, to be perfectly frank. This is Audrey. I am the host. Miss Phoenix has been taken over for me for the last few weeks due to different life issues. I was in a car accident, and I don't know if she'd mentioned that. I have not had a chance to honestly review anything. The last month has been a bit of a whirlwind, so please forgive me if I sound a little off. I'm still trying to get back in the swing of things. But, yeah, I was in a car accident on February 6th, and it messed up my back. I didn't have a vehicle. I was working through all that, so I had not been able to make it, you know, to where we do the show normally. But I'm back. I'm not sure what's going on with Phoenix and hoping she's okay, so everyone send out some good thoughts on that front. Audrey, you're speeding. I'm in my new van right now, and it is very easy to break the speed limit, apparently. It feels like you're going slower than you are. Anyway, that's a side note. And yeah, I'm driving barefoot. That's what we do. It is perfectly legal to drive barefoot. It is perfectly legal to be barefoot in public. No matter what your reasoning, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public. And it is something that some of us find very helpful for physical, mental, spiritual reasons. All of the above, some of the above, you know. I personally, with my fibromyalgia and my ADHD and different things, it helps me to feel I can sense my surroundings better. I physically feel better. There's still pain, but less pain when I am barefoot. And we are, you know, it's a legitimate accommodation for many, many, many different conditions. And, you know, it's something that, to me, it doesn't make any sense that anybody would want to force the issue, but yet it happens. I've had people tell me before, you have to have shoes on in here. I'm like, actually, no, I don't. So typically I push my way, I go through anyway and just, you know, show my point, prove my point, and if they really have a problem, they could call someone, but it is actually completely illegal to even have a store policy against barefooters in a public space. As it is a protected accommodation and right that we have. I'm not, you know, and I feel like, oh, this is the hill you want to be on. This is what you're, you know, like they don't think it's a big deal, but it kind of is. Because, I mean, even if it is just a simple little thing about, you know, shoes, it's still a freedom of choice thing. Like, why is it everyone thinks you legally, like, you have to wear shoes? It's not a requirement for typical everyday life. Yes, there are some situations where they might be necessary as tools. You know, if you're in construction or if you're in a lab or, you know, if you're somewhere that there might be dangers to your feet, you might want to protect your feet. But then once you're out of that, what reasons you have to still have to keep them on? It doesn't make any sense. Typical everyday life. And if you're doing it enough and toughening up your feet, like me personally, I've walked without realizing it, and sometimes on purpose because I'm curious like that, walked on broken glass, and there's been no, you know, no cuts, no injuries, no, nothing like that. You know, it's been perfectly fine because my feet have toughened up. So it's not a safety issue in typical everyday life. And if you go into a store, for example, and say, you know, there's been something broken and you, if they know about it, if a store knows about it and they've made every attempt to clean it up and then and you still hurt yourself, that's on you. You assume personal liability if you end up hurting yourself out in, you know, it's, you made the choice to not wear shoes. And because of that, you injured yourself. So it's not the store's responsibility, because a lot of them will try and claim liability. It's only their liability if they knew about it and made no attempt to clean it up and left it anyway. You know, like say if it's a liquid spill, you're just as likely to slip wearing shoes as you are barefoot in a liquid spill. So, and if they made no attempt to clean it up, they're liable for that. It doesn't matter whether you're wearing shoes or not. But if they've got it blocked off or they're trying to clean it up and you try and go through it anyway, which is kind of a jerk move, but if you do it anyway, then, you know, that's on you for being who you are as a person. It's hard to, my brain is all over the place today, to be perfectly honest, but I actually have with me, I don't know if he wants to talk. He looks like he doesn't want to. I'm going to leave him alone, but I'm driving around with my kid right now, who is actually the opposite of me. He prefers to wear shoes, which is fine. That's his choice. You know, and we've talked about it before. He's, you know, he may think I'm a little weird, but he understands that everybody's different, and it's their choice how they want to do it, and it's not hurting anybody. You know, we're teaching him to be what makes you feel comfortable and more, you know, protected or whatnot. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard to. I'm babbling today, y'all. Be honest with you, it's been a bit of a whirlwind. Actually, and I want to share too. So, in my whole through this whole accident thing, obviously, I was driving without shoes. The car accident was not my fault. It was deemed to be the other driver's fault because she had pulled out in front of me and I had zero time to stop, you know, and end up hitting her, spinning her in the road. I went off, hit a fence. And no one honestly made a big deal about my shoes. There was one person who was concerned about, you know, the debris on the ground and my feet, which was valid actually because the next day I found a piece of glass on my toe I had to pick out. But that's neither here nor there. But there were no major injuries as far as that goes. I did have to go to the hospital. They checked. I just had a bunch of, nothing broken, nothing major, just some nerve issues that I'm seeing a different doctor to be taken care of with the nerves in my lower back. But everyone turned out to be, you know, basically okay. My van that I had for 9 years was totaled out. It was very sad for me to clean that out, but I'm now in my new van. And, but yet no one made an issue about the bare feet at the accident, except like one person was a little concerned, and just had me stay by my car while they waited for the stretcher instead of walking to it, which I really couldn't do anyway, cause everything hurt. But, at the hospital, nobody said a word. All the doctors I've had to go to have been fine with it. They one asked me where my shoes were. I said, you know, told him I don't wear shoes. He asked me why, and I told him, you know, I have less pain when I'm barefoot, as well as, you know, my sensory processing and whatnot is better. So he's like, okay, you know, that was the end of it. It was a non-issue. So it's been really nice experience, a good experience through all this. Like, no one has tried to make it, you know, you hear in the news, everything's like barefoot, whatever, da-da-da-da-da, barefoot this, you know, like it's a bad thing. But through this whole ordeal, it's been there's been, you know, nothing but, like, understanding and accepting. So that's been really kind of nice to do, you know, handle. Yeah, I've had to answer some questions about it, but it's not been a problem. There's the word I'm looking for. It's not been a problem. I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm all kinds of distracted. But yeah, if anybody out there is listening and you want to call and you have anything to say or questions or comments or anything, you can call in at area code 319 527
208, and you are able to, you know, press 1 to be, and I'll see the little icon that you want to talk. And if you have any questions or anything like that, go ahead and call in. I'm here. I'll be on until 3, basically rambling, babbling to my what feels like myself. I hope you guys are having a great day and a lot less chaotic time than my last month has been. And, I think I'm going to go ahead and run a quick ad break and, we'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks. Hang in tight. I'll be right back.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Barefoot is Legal Radio. Again, Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are dedicated to promoting
the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We, I'm sorry, my car is blinking a warning light. We are a, anyway, we're here to promote the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, and giving any tips, tricks, and, you know, encouragement, empowerment to those who may choose to go about this lifestyle themselves. I do, again, it's been a whirlwind of a month around us and around here. I was in a car accident almost a month ago, and it's, you know, Phoenix has been covering for me. Just come on back. It's been with me going through the whole insurance process. Just come on back. It's been, like I said, she's been covering, and I've been out of it. We're trying to get better and get on a more even keel with what we got going on. You know, just trying to get back in the swing of things, and all right, a little bit of technical difficulties going on. I'm doing, you know, running my mouth. But, yeah, so we're just going through the process. We're both struggling a little bit with different things, trying to just make it right, make things, you know, at least smooth for ourselves. But things can be a little rough. But we're doing okay. We're working ourselves through it and making magic happen. I've just got my new van yesterday, so I'm adjusting to that. It's really sad the accident. My van was totaled. And for those that know me, you'll be surprised to know it was not my fault that the accident happened. I, believe it or not, I make myself focus when I'm driving. I'm very careful driver, you know, walk into walls otherwise. But it's, I had to get a new van, and I was going through, and my back's hurting. It's not 100%, but it's. I'm working on getting better. There's a couple procedures my doctor wants to do, things that'll help. So we're going to, you know, working on scheduling that and work and all that jazz. So, you know, if anybody that's been listening or listens regularly, you know, you're around, just know that your continued support and attention means the world. I know this is just a little, you know, radio show, some say podcast, you know, which I don't, that's neither here nor there, to be honest, but it's just knowing that there's still people out there listening that care and that need help and that I'm able to help and encourage. It means a lot. So thank you for sticking with us during this difficult situation. I know I don't want to get all sappy on the radio, but it means a lot that you stick with us and we're trying to figure our own stuff out, and hopefully we can help y'all figure some stuff out while we're at it. It's good to know that there's like-minded people in the world. So thank you, and oh my gosh. To be perfectly honest, I haven't thought of a lot that I wanted to talk about. I did have a couple things, but my brain, those of you that have been listening know how my brain likes to make me forget, especially if I don't write it down, which of course I didn't. But I haven't really lately personally heard much in the news or whatnot. I've had a couple people that are interested, that I've been talking to here in my area, and you know, Dayton area in Ohio, that have been very interested and excited to learn that it's not, that there are no laws or health codes against it. So hopefully I'll see them out sans shoes, you know, and we'll be able to work it all out and have more followers. I know coming up is the I Did It Barefoot Challenge. Let me find that real quick while we're chit-chatting.
Proof is set up. This group has been amazing for me, and I hope it is for the rest of you. But we have there is one thing I want to talk about too. There's been many of you in the group on Facebook. There's been like a little bit of a quarrel based on like what people are wearing along with their bare feet, and it's caused some arguments here and there, and people wanting certain people blocked or banned. And this we're a family friendly wholesome group. We don't want any of that, you know, negative attention or fetish is stuffed in any style, but, you know, people also understand, again, we're all different for to wear different things. And just because you might not want to see someone in a certain clothing item, that's not what the photos are about. It's about the bare feet out in public, you know, sharing our journeys. I know I haven't posted much lately. Again, it's been whirlwind. But some people are helping to keep the group going. And what they wear should not be the issue. We are about just sharing our barefoot journeys in public. So please keep that in mind when you're breezing through and looking at the photos and whatnot. It's about being barefoot in public and sharing it. It is, you know, again, no laws, no health codes. And let people be. If they're not hurt, if you're not hurting anybody, if you're not, you know, it's just let people be. It's sad to see that so many people get so negative and they focus on the wrong thing. You know, many of us are we're just doing our best trying to figure out who we are and what we're doing in this world. And it's the right message. All right. Technical difficulties. Yes, again. Oh, trying to learn how my new car works. Can't even put it in reverse yet. But yeah, there's been some qualms and some issues and some offense taken. And again, we're here to promote living the barefoot lifestyle, going about our lives, going to the grocery store, craft store, movie theater, bank, wherever it is you need to go, barefoot, and showing people that there's no laws, there's no health code, you know, just informing people and showing. I think these pictures are lovely because it's showing people being people and living their lives and informing people of the different aspects, you know, the choices we have. You can choose to wear whatever you want. You can choose to not wear what you don't want. It's a beautiful thing. I understand some people may have thought certain person was sharing too many photos, but the problem is not that he's sharing too many. It's the fact that the rest of us aren't sharing enough. You keep thinking you're seeing all just this one person's photos, and it's because the rest of us aren't putting anything out there. If you want to see different things, guess what? You have the power to share them yourself. You have the power to take a picture of you wearing whatever you want at the bank, at the grocery store, at the movie theater, you know, wherever you go. And quote unquote dilute the appearance of what you don't want to see, which is, again, in my opinion, sad-ish. But we all have, yeah, I have not been sharing as much as I should. I acknowledge that and I own that and I plan on doing better once, you know, everything's calmed down here. And take your own photos. Share your own photos through the group so everyone else can see what else can be done, what else can be worn, instead of tearing somebody down for living how they choose to live. it's a little sad that everyone's going to jump on somebody versus, you know, encouraging and promoting and being there for each other. This group is about, you know, being there for each other and helping each other to make it. Life is hard enough without being torn down for what you choose to wear. People think I dress weird. Well, guess what? I wear what's comfortable and what I like. Long story short, you wear what you want. Everybody does. You make your choices in what clothing you want to wear. And if you're choosing to wear clothing simply because of whatever gender norms or office norms or whatever are there, then that, again, it's your choice to wear, to conform. That's a choice. And you'll be able to say, I don't have a choice. You always have a choice. You know, I go to work and I'm one of the most colorful people there, but am I going to change it to blend in? Absolutely not. I'm going to continue to wear what I want to wear and what makes me feel like me. And that's honestly the way it should be for everybody. So I just wanted to touch on that for a minute and kind of, many of us have different hair, different clothes, different tattoos, or no tattoos, or whatever. The group is not about any of that. The group is about sharing our natural selves, barefoot, doing what we do. Case in point, that's what we're for. So if you believe in our message and you stand with the message, and you're seeing more of what you don't like as far as what someone wears, share your own. This person has the courage to share their true self. Do you? Is my question. Do you out there have the courage to not just follow us or think it's a good idea or agree with us, but do you have the courage to go without your shoes in public and have a photo taken to share in the group to show that you can do it too? That's my question. Instead of tearing people down, let's build people up. You know, make people feel good about themselves. What good does it do to make someone feel bad about themselves? It's disappointing to me, and I'm not trying to be judgmental in any way. I'm one of the least judgmental people there are because, you know, I know everyone is their own person, but it does make me a little disappointed to have people, instead of building people up and sharing, you know, I can do it too, to be like, why is this person doing this? Why are they allowed to do this in the group? Let's get rid of them. Let's ban them. Why? Because you don't like seeing certain things? That's what the group's about. People don't like seeing us being barefoot in public, even though there's no laws about it. You know, they don't like that. Why won't you? Why, they're you or someone else you're with, someone you know. Encourage people, you know, and it's simple as that. I mean, I personally don't want to be forced into business attire or wearing shoes that deform my feet just because that's what people like to see or anything like that. Like, why would I want to force somebody else to be uncomfortable and unhappy? I think it takes courage to share who you are, and I applaud this person. And again, if you feel you're seeing too much of it, well, add to it and you'll be seeing less. If all of us in the group share just one post, there's 100,000 people in the group, share one post, everybody, you at the bank, one picture of you, you know, getting your groceries, going to the gas station, doing whatever it is you do, just one. And then you won't be seeing that so much anymore, and that will probably make you feel a little bit better about yourself. So go ahead. Share more pictures. It's that simple. If you're in the group, barefoot is legal. It is because you agree with our message.
It should be, because you agree with our message. But if you're only here to be a troll, well, you'll be found out, and we will ban you, because that's not what this group is for. We're here to encourage each other, and if you're just in the group to be negative Nancy or, you know, condescending Carl, well, bye. We'll find out, we'll get your name, and we'll just ban you. You just won't be in the group anymore, because that's not what we're for. And if you're having problems with another member messaging you or asking you rude questions or being too indecent, I suppose, would be the word, then let someone on the admin team know so we can take care of it. We want members to feel safe and be respected. So we're here to keep it. There are, if you're a person, say, you know, there are fetishists out there, people who like feet for different reasons, and, you know, that's fine. But that's not what this group is for. If that's what you're looking for, there are groups for it. But this group is for, again, sharing information, encouraging people to go out in public barefoot if they so choose, if it's something they're interested in or they think that might help them mentally, physically, spiritually. That's what we're for. And we don't want anyone having problems. I've had problems with members messaging me inappropriate comments or questions. And guess what? Bye. We're not for that, you know. We've had other members who have let us know, screenshotted these messages, and let us know this person's bothering them. And guess what? Bye. So if it's a legitimate concern or issue, we will handle it. There's only one way to handle, you know, trolls and pervs, and that's just to say goodbye. You know, and, yeah, I don't know what else to say about it, if I'm being honest. So what do you think about all this, son? Do you have anything you would like to add to? You can say no. Okay. He is... Which is fine. Again, it's about choice. I'm not gonna, just because he's with me while I'm doing my show doesn't mean he has to be involved with it. It's his choice. So keep that in mind when you're scrolling or complaining or insulting. Sometimes I know, yeah, in the comments it'll get to maybe asking how I look. It's because somebody else commented first. People aren't generally getting on here like, oh, how do I look? Do I look good? That's no. They share it. Someone might comment on it, and then you connect based on what the commenter says. I don't see anything wrong with then asking a follow-up question and then people complaining about them asking said follow-up question. I don't know what else to say. I'm seeing, and I'm going through, and I'm seeing people who are sharing more of themselves. Good for you. I love seeing it. I'm on the Facebook page right now, and it's because I'm trying to find about what I mentioned a few minutes ago about the I Did a Barefoot Challenge. I don't know that I missed it. I really don't remember the dates, folks, so that's what I'm working on right now. And lots of people, seems like some people have had their photos taken down, and that makes you sad. Here they are. Just because they're barefoot, they're not wearing traditional attire, people have to have a problem with it. And I don't like that. Sure. You know, for example, someone commenting, you're adorable. That's someone else saying it. That wasn't his compliment. So move on. It's not about that. You know, and here we see Pantera, nice, still going barefoot. I love that so much. You know, it's nice to see when celebrities are doing it barefoot and showing that there's no real issues with it. It's nice to see. Let me... Bear with me while I breathe this. There's a lot of posts right now. I'm trying to find one. Yeah, I'm going to nail polish before you go in. You don't have to stay out here.
Just talking with my kids, looking through. It's nice to see. I hope you like Michael Fullen and who else did I just see? Elizabeth Urbanowicz. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Sorry if I'm not. Lily Chapman sharing, you know, photos. I need to get on here and share mine. I've got them. I just... Evans. It's nice to see there are other people now sharing more photos. So, you know what I got to say about that then? Thank you, then, who made the photos that some people had so many problems with, because it's encouraged more people to get out there and do it. So, you know what? Good for you. Thank you. You've helped the group more than you know. I also want to mention our friend Tyler Leach with Barefoot Autism Challenge. His challenge is the month of April. You can see he's made a video. It's going to be all art-based this year, which I find super exciting because messy art and barefooting. And I actually, with my students, I'm a preschool teacher. With my students, I do Barefoot Week, and we end up doing, you know, barefoot painting and different things. So I'm excited to share some of the stuff through his challenge. And I just shared the video on my page. I'm also going to, it's also on the Barefoot is Legal page. You can look up Barefoot Autism Challenge. I think actually I need to have, I'll try and see if I can have him on the show in the next couple weeks to discuss his challenge and what it means and what it does and share more information about that. So, you know, we'll have that. And yeah, I encourage everybody to check out our Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal. There are two pages. There's the private page that you to join. You need to ask a few questions. That's, we want to make sure there's no trolls or perverts there, and encourage people to be safe and productive and, you know, for the cause, not for any other reason. So... yeah, I lost my train of thought again. Choo-choo. Caboose just left. this is going to be a little different. I need to ask my son. I'm going to mute for just a second. It's going to be quiet for just a second, folks. Bear with me. Okay, folks, sorry about that. I had to have a quick conversation with my son, and I'm struggling because I'm doing this completely on my phone today. I do not have my laptop with me, which usually helps, but it's, again, I know I've explained it, I've said it, I've beaten a dead horse at this point, but it's been a whirlwind. It doesn't feel like it's been, I don't know how it's March of 2024, folks. That's where I'm at. There's been a lot going on with every, and I know everybody's feeling it, and I know it's not just me, and I don't want to feel like it sounds like I'm making excuses for anything. I'm just kind of trying to explain how it's been going on this end and why the show's been the way it is. We are working on improving it and getting better, basically. So, you know, again, those of you that have stuck with us and keep listening, I appreciate it. We're also going to be on replay on Indiana Mix 105 Sunday mornings at 4:30 a.m. Anybody that's, you know, awake at that time or, you know, even in different time zones, 4:30 a.m. EST. So, you know, whatever time it is for you in your area. It's probably different. So you can replay the shows that way. Appreciated that you guys have stuck with us for the way you have and the support and understanding.
thank you. I am clearly on the struggle bus even today, trying to get through an hour and a half, and I apologize if it's all over the place. I'm going to go see if... Hold on. I'm sorry, so we've got listeners. One more second. And again. Okay, so sorry about that. If we have time, race against the clock, ramble for another 20 minutes and see if Miss Erica from Air's Everlasting Light, she has a quick... Ohio, and she is a very barefoot-friendly business that sorry, I'm trying to text and do a show at the same time. Not working so good. Let my husband know where I'll be because he gets off work in a minute. So, anywho, ramble. Let's see if we can get to the shop before the show's over and see if Erica wants to talk about her barefoot-friendly business. Anyway, so it's nice to find, I don't know if any of you have seen my post not that long ago. I actually went around one of the town scenery of Xenia, Ohio, to a few businesses there to show ones that are barefoot friendly. And the funniest one, in my opinion, was the shoe store. I went in there because I thought we were going to get a whole bunch of snow, and I wanted to be prepared to still be able to do my hike. Clearly, before the accident, I haven't hiked in a hot minute, y'all. It's getting to me. But anyway, one of the funniest shops that was barefoot friendly and encouraging was a shoe store, Xenia Shoe and Leather. Most of the employees are actually pro barefoot, and they even make their own barefoot shoes. So it was kind of refreshing and entertaining to see a business that sells shoes being anti-shoes. So I wanted to give them another shout out today. Xenia Shoe and Leather, if you're in the area. They do have a few choices for minimalist shoes for those who, you know, when I was going, I hiked barefoot, but I thought there was going to be a lot of snow and that I'd have to / be able to get out in it. Life and weather patterns had other ideas, but they had zero issues with me even going in there barefoot. They were 100% supportive of it, which was amazing. There's also Mystic Life in Xenia. You can look them up on Facebook and, Google them for their address and information, but they are also a barefoot-friendly business who, encourages people to be themselves. Not necessarily encourages barefooting, but encourages people to be themselves. When I went in, even the owner, one of the owners of the place, was working barefoot. And I shared some photos of that on the Facebook page. I'll find it and reshare it so everyone can see it again if you're interested. And it's nice to find places that, because you can go in some places and they might know they can't really do anything and just but look at you kind of ugh at them. Those of you that have been doing this understand what that means. It's like the nasty, think we're nasty, lazy, or whatever. But it's very refreshing to find businesses that are pro what we're doing, and living the barefoot lifestyle. So it's nice to find those. So I encourage you, in your area to intentionally and purposefully look for, those types of businesses. So not just allow it because they know they have to, but encourage you to and be happy about it and accepting and happy to help promote in your area. And even take pictures with the owners that say it's okay, you know, and share those. It's always a refreshing, you know, experience to be a part of. And, you know, finding like-minded people or and people that might be, like, curious about it, and then you'd be able to, you know, share the information you know about the legality and health codes and whatnot, you know, just share what you know and be able to encourage other people and inform other people about living this way. It's nice to connect with people and be able to share information and encourage each other, you know. So I just go find these small businesses that are the most supportive and encouraging. So, you know, Yeah, mom and pop shops, small businesses that are welcoming. That's the word, welcoming. Of, you know, barefoot individuals and those that choose to go about it. So, you know, like I said, just find yours. I'm hoping to be able to get, if I was not behind a very slow driver right now, hopefully we make it in time. This is silly. I'm silly. I don't know what I want to say right now. Should have made more coffee while we were at the house. Oh, this speaker. I don't know about that last, but I hope everybody was hearing me okay. Apparently my car stole my speaker. So I don't know how well you heard that last bit because I don't know how my car speaker works, but, you know. Just realized I was not using my phone speaker. So hopefully that last bit was not too mumbled, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, it's most of, as most of you know, most of my photos tend to be me out in nature, which is, like, part of the group's purpose, but not 100% because, you know, obviously nature, barefoot, yeah. But working on getting more photos of being in public places, granted nature's public, but, you know, I hope you know what I mean. When I go to the grocery store or go pick up some beads or have to go to the bank, you know, different things, making sure I get photos for the group. Because I do all these things barefoot. It's just I don't often, that's a nice way to say that, often, you know, think about photos. I just think about getting done what I got to get done. And I think that's probably most of our... You know, most people's reasons for not sharing photos is because you go out and you do it and you're barefoot, but you just don't think about a photo until you're done. You're like, oh, I should have taken a picture while I was in there. And you don't want to go in, back in, just to take a picture. You know, most people start feeling self-conscious at that point. But, you know, just trying to keep it in your mind when you are out doing these things, whether it's, you know, picking up a pizza or, you know, going to a museum. I've been to museums barefoot, you know, post office, gas station, police station, court. I've been in court barefoot. Then, like, obviously, grocery stores, craft stores, the department stores, the mall. I go to the mall barefoot. And every store in the mall, obviously, that I go to, I'm not going to put shoes on, doy. So I get comfortable. You know, and my biggest tip for everybody is typically just be confident in what you're doing and understand that what you're doing is completely legal and safe and taking the precautions that you to keep yourself safe without your shoes. You know, obviously, if I go to the gas station, I'm going to watch out for big oil puddles and antifreeze puddles and try to walk around them. to keep myself safe, you know, try to keep wipes in the car to clean off any residue that I may have gotten on my feet. It's common sense, take care of yourself stuff. Every other aspect of your life, you're going to use your common sense. You're going to, you know, you wash your hands, you know, you take care, blow your nose, this stuff. It just goes right along with it, you know, taking care of, you know, your feet. When they're barefoot, you watch what you're doing, you watch where you're going. Long story short. It looks like, actually, so I apologize. There's a listener on with their hand up that would like to speak. I think I know who it is, but we're going to go ahead and bring you in real quick. I don't know how long your hand was up, but we're going to... Hello, caller.
Hey, Audrey. Can you hear me?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, just another rainy day here in Virginia Beach.
Oh, it's a little overcast here in Ohio, but otherwise nice. It's like 50 degrees out, so that's nice.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll accept that because it's almost spring,
yeah.
So the weather's starting to change.
We're getting there. We actually here, which is really, you know, last week had a couple of tornadoes hit down here in the Dayton, Ohio area. It was a little crazy.
Oh, tornadoes! Oh, that's not good at all.
Yeah, they're not too far from where I am, but luckily they didn't hit my, you know, my house or whatnot. They just, you know, close. But
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All this stuff that you had just said about people posting in the group,
mm-hmm.
and people putting each other down and stuff like that. And basically, this is Kevin, by the way.
And basically,
you're honestly talking about me. You know, because I made a post. I think it was last week. I think it was last week. You know, and somebody, whoever this person is, I do think this person was probably trolling. Go make a comment. Talk about. I can't remember the. Don't remember the exact comment verbatim, but this person apparently thought I was displaying cross-dressing exhibitionism, which is somebody
yeah.
that you've never heard of, you know.
Right.
So
right.
I'm not sure if you saw that, but so I'm like, hold up, and of course I didn't respond to that person. I just ended up blocking that person, so they won't see my post anymore. You know,
right.
I mean, after that, I guess you can, this person probably complain to management, I guess, and then try
mm-hmm.
to just try to exploit it to everybody in the entire group. You know. It's just like oh my goodness, you know. And of course, I didn't
yeah.
respond. After I saw that, I just went ahead and like, you know, made another post and you know said what I said and you know I stay on topic. I'm not here to promote what I'm wearing and stuff like that. I don't
mm-hmm.
like negative comments and. Any negative comments, you will be blocked. Me, I'm not trying to run people out the group, you know, and stuff like that.
Right.
So, and I did get a Facebook message from one of the people from admin, but I didn't read it because I didn't need to read it. I forgot that person's name. Started with it. The name starts with an M. I just can't pronounce the name. But
right.
But anyway, it's just the fact that I share my experiences just like everybody else. You know, I mean, what I'm wearing does not matter. It's not like
exactly.
I want to post it in barefoot legal, be like, but this is today's outfit. What you think? You know. Now, of course, some people have commented on my outfits, right?
Right.
You know, I did ask some person, you know, what do you think about my outfit or about my dress?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I noticed after they had made a comment first, like you didn't go looking. That's why I don't see a problem with what you were doing, is because you weren't on there like, ooh, look at me in my dress. You said you were sharing barefoot photos. Somebody else commented, which led to your question.
That does make sense. You know what I'm saying? And I get your everybody has a group for everything. If I wanted to promote my outfit, I'll do it in another group. You know, plain and simple. You know, and I get that when you start a group. I get that when you start a group, everybody is very, very strict about staying on topic, you know, and, you know, if, mm-hmm. you know, of course, following the rules and regulations. I'm all about following rules and regulations. You know? Yeah, I get that. But not like, I'm not
you're Navy, you know how to do that.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm not going to go through
you're
barefoot.
You know how to follow the rules, clearly. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not going to go on barefoot, you know. In my post, you know, I was like, you know, this is a community. We're supposed to build each other up, not tear each other down and stuff like that from the group. You know, I'm not going I'm not going to make a post in Barefoot League or any other Barefoot group be like today's outfit, what do you think? No, I don't.
Right.
I did not do that, and I have not done that, and I won't do that.
And here's what I want to say to you about it. Thank you. Because if you go to our Facebook page now, encouraged more people to start sharing more and make the group more active. So I say you did us a service, you know, because you have been very active, and I appreciate it personally. I'm speaking for myself, of course, but I feel like you've brought more attention to the barefooting aspect and helping your posts have helped you understand, like, Steph, no, this is, we're for the barefooting in public, and helped us to explain our cause better and to encourage more people to share themselves in their natural way, how they feel most comfortable without their shoes in public. So I think you've done, I think it was a good thing. Whether it got someone upset or not, we took care of that. You know what I mean? That's not what it's about. We took care of the negativity. That's not what the group's about. But I was scrolling through earlier, and it looks to me as though there's even more posts from more people. So you know what? Good job to you, is what I want to say. Forget the trolls. You're living your life and sharing that you can go barefoot in public as yourself, and that only helps our cause. Did I lose you? Kevin? Hello? Oh, boy. What happened? I feel like I've lost a call for Kevin, but since he went ahead and said, you know, I didn't want to necessarily out anybody earlier, so that's why I wanted to keep his name private, but he's mentioned it, and he knows it's his, and again, you might not agree with the man in a dress, but that's what we're here for. First of all, he's adorable, but second of all, he's showing the barefoot in public aspect, and that is what the group is for. Oh, it looks like he might be back. Let me see if I can let him back on. Are you there?
Yes, I was. My earpiece was falling out my ear.
Gotcha. I was just like, we just lost the call, but I wanted to. I don't know if you heard all I was saying when it happened,
I'll
just reiterate.
Yeah, look, I heard what you're saying. I mean, not, of course, I get that. Yeah, it's weird to see a guy in a dress. I totally get that. It's weird and it's not, you know, very quote-unquote manly and stuff like that.
But
you know,
it shouldn't be at this point, though. That's, you know, we've already, you know, basically the society proven that, like, gender norms are created by society and you can wear what you want.
Man.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. Go on, Kevin.
No, sorry, I'm trying to fix my earpiece. It fell out my ear again. Yeah, so... So my thing is, you know... okay, are you still there? Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I say, I don't try to... If I accidentally get disconnected, I'm gonna call right back. Just look for the hand. You know what to do.
Okay.
So
yeah, I'll be watching just okay.
Yeah. So my thing is, I mean, people, like I said, people have been commenting on my outfits. In fact, a couple of people said, "Oh, you have great legs."
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't even hear that a lot.
Right.
You know? So,
like,
but doesn't that, but did, oh, I'm sorry, say that again?
I said, you're just like, I'm not here for that, but thank you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, I mean, if my post, like you said, I've been encourage more people, despite the fact that I'm in a dress or in a skirt. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fabulous. You know, I don't go on the Facebook page and promote my outfit. I really do not.
Right. I went through when that started happening. We have a group chat with us administrators, like Rena, and I don't always get a chance to reply to everybody in case y'all are listening, but I do read the messages, and I went through the Facebook page myself to see, like, what is the problem going on? Like, what is happening that we have an issue with? And I haven't seen any of your posts, like, being me seeking, like, look at my dress, look at my legs, look at this. You've constantly been, you know, this is my day out today in public, places you're public, barefoot, you know, where you've gone barefoot.
Yeah, I just felt like whoever that, and it was a female, whoever that lady is that was, I think that lady was trolling, completely trolling,
mm-hmm.
and just reported it to Adam for no apparent reason at all, which caused Proof to make his post.
Right.
You know. So and when he made that post, I knew he was talking about me.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? It was funny that I said this before in one of my posts. If you don't like my post, keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling.
No, Do not look away. Like, you're in charge of your own eyes and whatnot. Like, and you, the only time, like, when somebody comes at you, like, trying to get compliments, I read through comments, and the only thing I saw was somebody else brought it up, which led to a leading question from you. You never once went on there being like, ooh, look at me, how do I look? To me, what I've seen is, here's my day, I'm barefoot. That's all I've seen. Oh, okay, so you're in a dress. Guess what? Kevin Lesware is like, it prefers dresses. Big deal. You know? Okay, but he's barefoot, and he's going out and he's doing these things, and he's showing that there are no laws, no health codes. He's helping the group to show that, like, it doesn't matter. Which, honestly, the dress should help even more, because people are like, oh, my God, dude, in a dress. Like, yeah, you can do that, too. There are no laws or health codes on your garments, or this just helps the group. And then people, okay, so you don't want to see it, share more stuff, share your own stuff, and it'll dilute what you don't want to see.
And you know the other side of that is that there are people in the group who don't even post at all or want to comment on somebody else that does make a weekly or a daily post.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And it's like, how is me wearing a dress or a skirt affecting the group? How is it, what's the word I'm looking for?
How is it negatively impacting our message? That's the question. How is it negatively impacting our message? And the answer is it's not. it's helping our message. So you know what? Well, whatever anybody else says, do you see how much more activity is on the page? Go to the Facebook page. Do you see how much more activity there is? Keep it up. My opinion.
No, you're right. Because, I mean, okay, it's like in my, and it's just me. Like, say all the people that commented on my outfit, and apparently they like it. They're like, I love your outfit. Oh, you're so cute. You're so adorable, and you know,
right,
stuff like that.
you
what I'm saying? So,
you can't control their comments. You can only share your information, and then whatever anybody else says, that's on them. Like, you can't control. The only person you have control over is yourself. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, yeah, you're doing it. You're sharing your stuff. Somebody else comments on it, like, telling you you're adorable. That's cool and all, but that's not you fishing for compliments about your dress. That's somebody else just wanting to compliment you.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't accept all the compliments. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, go ahead. You're going in and out.
Sorry, yeah, I know this, the whole lag thing and whatnot, it can be annoying sometimes, but like the whole, like, I don't remember what I just said. What did I just say?
I can't remember.
I love my brain. It's freaking beautiful.
But you know, here's the thing, Miss Audrey, is that, like, if I could go off topic just for a second, you know,
okay,
as far as what I've been wearing and stuff like that, I look cute in all my outfits. I look cute in a skirt. I look cute in a dress. But a special type of dress, I guess. You know what I'm saying? We could argue about that. You know what? Really, guys should not wear a skirt or a dress. They really shouldn't.
Right.
You know,
no, I agree.
But at the same time, hey, listen, you know, between us, hey, I'm going to admit that I did shop in the women's section for some of my stuff. You know?
Yeah.
So, and the fact of the matter is, I like it. It looks good on me. It looks very, very good on me.
Yeah.
Now of course, I know that as far as what we wear, you know, there are places for, I mean, it depends on the setting. You know what I'm saying? Because believe me when I say that all the outfits that I displayed, I would never wear it to church. That's way too inappropriate for that. You know,
right.
I wouldn't wear it to court. I wouldn't wear it to court or business meetings. You know stuff like that.
Right.
You know, but like you say, I'm just a normal person. I'm just an average black guy who just wear a skirt and now a dress, but I'm out. I'm out without shoes on. You know, matter of fact, the movie theater that I've been going to, you know, nobody said nothing about my bare feet. I don't even know if they noticed that they didn't. They haven't said nothing. But that's the part I've been enjoying. You know, and then like you said, hey. If I'm helping, good, great. That's absolutely great. It's all about being, I mean, BIL is a community. It's like Poop always said, it's a community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't make no negative comments about nobody else's posts, so I should make it about mine. You know, and if you've been in a group for a year or two or three, you haven't made one single post, then what are you in the group for? Why are you going to make a negative comment about somebody else and you haven't made a single post yet? That don't make no sense.
Except,
period. You know, those are people who should...
They're waiting for their moment to be a jerk and forget it. Like, you know what I mean? They have no interest in our message. Sorry, keep going. You go.
No, you keep breaking up. right?
And it's the lag between on the sometimes it like between like when I talk and you say something, so it's like hard to tell when one of us is getting ready to start. So we'll just we'll work through it. We always do, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You know what I'm saying? So, and what is it that you always said in your broadcast? Don't be a jerk.
Kind, help when you can. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
So,
yeah,
so
like,
for me,
it's just mind your own business.
Yes. That you know, and that's another thing that people don't do is mind
right.
their own business.
Yeah.
And,
now,
if
I see somebody like literally starting to have a fight or trying to hurt somebody else, I might not might intervene or at least call the police, whatever, to intervene myself. You know, I'm not going to break up two dudes having a fight. That's not going to happen. But you know what I mean? That's different. But like, if they're having an argument, that's none of my business what they're arguing over. Mind your own business.
Right.
Keep
right,
on going.
Right.
There's
you
no reason to bother other people.
Yeah, because see, my posts are not rude. They're not offensive, you know.
Nope.
They don't promote, you know, any sexual orientation or violence or mm-hmm. any or anything like that. You know, I'm a guy who's barefoot, you know what I'm saying? But just wearing a dress.
The long and the short of it is people know that you are a person in public barefoot, sharing our message and spreading awareness. That is the only thing they need to be looking at. You are a person who is barefoot in public.
Okay, well, can I ask you an honest question, though, before we close? We get about, what, 3 minutes?
Sure. We got five minutes left.
Now, this is an off the topic question, right?
Okay.
How do you think I look in all my outfits?
As far as
in general.
They seem to suit you. You seem happy. So in that sense, I think they look good on you, like, because whatever makes a person happy is what they should wear. You know, I'm happy with a lot of color, so I wear a lot of color. I do my hair a rainbow because I love color. My nails are always different because I love color, so it makes me happy. You know, and it's like you can tell looking at you in your photos, you look happy. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think what everybody wants, essentially, whether they admit it or not, it's like all we want is just to be happy. You know, it's to have a good life and to be respected and, you know, in the rare case, understood. Like, that's what everybody wants, is just a happy life.
Right.
And I think when I look at your pictures, I don't see anything other than a happy person who's living their best life and comfortable in their own skin. And to me, that's beautiful.
I know a lot of people out there that really don't think like that. They really don't.
I know.
You know, which is part of the reason why I'm not telling my family, you know, which is why I don't, you know, go on, you know, don't I don't blast on Facebook in public, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, because my family already know what they're going, especially my parents, I already know what they're going to say about it. And
right.
I'm just leave it at that. You know, some stuff that you mm-hmm. have to keep private from your own family.
That's hard.
Because they won't understand. You have to keep it private from your family. So, I mean, social media is a good thing. At the same time, it could be a bad thing. You know, so.
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is, okay, yeah, you're right. I do feel good. I do feel happy and stuff like that. And my clothes don't define me.
Right.
You know, they really don't. You know. So it's like, yeah. I mean, I don't talk about anybody, you know, like that. And you know, if that makes you happy, that makes you feel good. You know, go for it. God bless you.
Well, here's my thing. And we only have 2 minutes left, so I want to say one more thing is clothing is really just fabric to cover our quote-unquote inappropriateness. So, you know, that's what clothes are. They're fabric to cover our naughty bits. So whatever it is you choose to cover them up with, because that's society expected, and we do live in, you know, I don't want to see a bunch of naked people running around. I'll be honest, I don't. That's me. So it's like, it's whatever fabric you choose to cover yourself with, that's your choice. Like, who cares?
You're not
out there showing your male man parts. You're just wearing a dress to cover them. So, big deal.
Exactly. And, you know, and the person that was trolling. The person that was trolling and I guess told management and made that comment and whatnot, that person don't even know me.
Right.
That person does not even know me. You know,
they don't understand our group. But we got to go for now. I've got 14 seconds left, so I need to do the outro. And call in next week, and we can go into this a little bit more, okay?
Well, sure, no problem. I'll
really
like to post.
See you. I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right. Bye then. Be kind. Help when you can.
Bye.
Bye.